Hello, everyone. Welcome to our second episode of Chatterbox. I'm Antoine.
And I'm Prince Toms, and I'm also surprised that we had enough people listen to our first episode to allow us to record a second.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised the good people over at the Chronicle didn't just shut us down, because, you know, we're really not that funny.
We're not funny at all, actually. Don't listen to us.
Yeah, we're not funny. We're terrible. Just turn this podcast off right
now. Stop while you can.
Go do something better with your life. Productive. Even though you could listen to this and be productive, you might as well just be productive.
You're probably wasting your time.
Yeah, probably listening to something more funny, too.
Yeah, probably. Well, anyway, we're here anyway, so we might as well just go ahead and record.
Yep, wait, before we start, Tommy, how does my hair look?
You know, I'm gonna have to be honest with you. It was a lot better last time we recorded episode one. It's a little flat today. Your curls aren't staying intact. I think you need a little bit more hairspray.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks since I got a haircut, too, yeah. Now that I think about it. No smiles.
Only tears. We need to take you back to Sports Cut.
Oh, yeah, and I have coupons, too. That's the great perfect thing.
Wow.
God bless.
Coupons for a college student.
Oh, yeah. Broke little college students that probably shouldn't ask for donations.
But if you're willing to donate... No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so
don't really donate anything to us, because we're not funny.
We're not. Some really exciting news, however. We are on Twitter, officially. So check us out. It's at ChatterboxNCC. There's, you know, we're posting some things whenever our podcasts are up. Some selfies.
And also during, I guess you could say, the off season, you know, I mean, really there is no off season because, Tommy, we know, the grind never stops. But in all realness, whenever we can't get together to record podcasts, like during school breaks and whatever, when Tommy goes back to Alaska and I venture off to wherever I might happen to venture off to, whether it's my mother's house in Illinois or my dad's house in Missouri. We'll be posting our blogs. We're going to start posting blogs on there during school breaks.
And so we'll have both of our blogs, the links in like the description comment area of this. So we'll make sure that happens.
Yeah, and don't read those because they're not funny.
They're not funny. Nothing we do is funny. You guys are wasting your time. If you think we're funny, you have a really twisted sense of humor and we don't appreciate it.
Or I guess we kind of do because
I don't.
We got to record again. But really, though, we aren't funny. So that's it. See ya.
No, we're... This one is significantly shorter than the last one. No, kidding. Anyway, so we're here. We're back. We're going to talk about things that are happening in the world and in life and in
anything,
other planets.
And everything. Even things that happen in our own lives. You know,
yeah,
that
I have some really great stories this episode.
Surprisingly, aren't so boring.
Not too boring. Yeah. I guess we should just dive into it. I'll start with a story. I have a good one. So, you know, my first year of college, it's my first term. I remember when we took my older brother to college. He actually went to North Central as well. He lived in Seeger, which is the hall I live in.
And now you have a puppy named Seeger.
Yeah, exactly. We came down to visit, and my mom took home a puppy and named it Seeger. And I always joked around that she was, you know, filling the void of my brother leaving the house. Only to find out about 2 weeks ago, within the span of a week, my mom adopted two kittens.
Two kittens. Meow.
Anyway, so shout out to my mother for becoming that crazy cat lady, really, and like filling the void in her heart of her missing children with animals. Congrats, Mom. I'm sorry that I can't be there to help you through your clearly what you're having a midlife crisis. I mean, I'm just being real here. Love you to death, mother, but you need to calm down.
That's rough.
I love her, but two cats in the span of a week. She's allergic to cats. That's the thing. Yeah, I don't know why.
Me too. I'm allergic to everything. Mm. Oh, man. I'm always getting the sniffles. I'm allergic to, like, every type of grass there is, all types of trees.
I didn't know there was all types of mold.
I'm allergic to things that I didn't even know existed.
Air. Just air in general.
I'm allergic to oxygen. I can't. H2O. I'm not supposed to drink water. It'll make my throat swell up. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, thanks for sharing that really
uncomfortable
fact about yourself.
That might have been the most uncomfortable, like, 20, or not even 20, I guess like 2 minutes of recording ever.
I suppose so. Anyway, so let's see. What's today? The day of the week is Wednesday, which means Halloween is like...
Oh, God. Halloween's a few days away.
It's Saturday. It's like 3 days away.
Oh, Cheez-Its and rice.
Cheez-Its and rice. Do you even know what you're going to dress up as?
I'm going to be wearing a dress shirt, a tie, some dress pants, some dress socks, and some dress shoes.
Ooh.
Along with our other pal, Anthony, whose also name happens to be Anthony. And, oh, God, next time he tries to get people to call me Tony, I'm going to give him the worst, wettest willy of his life. Oh! My name's not Tony!
Oh, my God. Calm down. His name's not Tony, guys. Don't get it wrong. You don't want that.
But we'll be going down to Bloomington, and we're actually taking Dio back to her house.
All right, yeah.
And I guess we're going to get to stay the night at her place and on Friday and chill out, and then Saturday we're going to call the game, and then after the game, drive back up here to Naperville, Trillinoy.
What up?
Trillinoy. Cool.
Let's see. On Halloween... Illinois is the illest.
Yeah, with high taxes and toll roads and constant road construction.
And light pollution. But, you know, it's whatever. We deal with it. So, let's see. Halloween.
What are you going to dress up as?
Oh, so I actually just bought these really cool vampire fangs. I have a friend coming down from Iowa, I believe.
Is
that the one near? Is Iowa, like, touching Illinois? Like,
yeah, Iowa's pretty close.
Okay, I always forget if it's Iowa Idaho.
All right, listener, please cut us a break. We are not geographical experts.
No, we are not geography majors.
Yeah, we are communications majors.
Journalism, you know.
We communicate about things that go on in states like, maybe not so much Iowa, but Illinois.
Illinois, Alaska.
Missouri. California. Georgia.
Florida.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so my friend Emily's coming down, and we're going to actually head to the Marine and the Diamonds concert in the city in Chicago. It's on Halloween. And so I just bought these super sick vampire fangs. She's going to wear vampire fangs, and then we're just going to dress kind of like really, I guess, angsty vampire concert goers and have some fake blood and stuff.
You know what you should talk about? You should talk about your experience at that concert in Texas.
So, okay, another story time. I was in Texas about 2 weeks ago for the Marine and the Diamonds concert there. I'm seeing her twice. And it was great. I spent, you know, like 10 hours in line. It was 95 degrees. It was well worth it. My cousin was with me. And during the opening act, she passed out. No biggie. You know, we were really close to the front because I had waited in line all day. We got the security guard, you know, he took us to this room, we got her situated, she was feeling better.
Then he left his cousin all by himself and went back in line.
Okay, wait, let me explain. My cousin gave me the okay. She said, hey, Tommy, go back, you know, go get your spot back, because Marina was coming on soon, and that's who we were there to see, and I'd waited all day. So I asked the security guard to escort me back, and he said no. And I was like, no, you don't realize, like, I am this guy, you know, like, you just escorted me out. And he goes, I'm sorry, I can't take you back. And I started, like, crying. It was terrible.
Oh, I would have gone all 50 shades of rage.
Yeah. Anyway. This venue, help you envision it. It is all general admission, so everyone's standing, and it holds 3,000 people. So I'm in the very back of 3,000 people, and I had had it. I was so angry that I started pushing through the crowd very politely and explaining my story, and people were letting me pass. It was nice. Until I got closer to the front where my spot was, and people were either not as nice, or they physically could not move because it was just so packed. So I had to get down on my hands and knees and start crawling. And people were kicking me, people were spitting on me, people were cursing me out. And about, you know, 10 minutes of crawling later, I was back where I needed to be. I stood up. I was talking to people I was stood in line with. I was bleeding. But it was worth it.
You made eye contact with her, didn't you?
I did. I made eye contact with her. I was really close. I got some really cool pictures. I get to do it all again in like 3 days. Hopefully not the having to crawl and getting spit on. But yeah, that was kind of a really great and really terrible experience all in one.
See, I don't know if I would do that. I would not. There's no musician out there that I would wait 10 hours in line for. And maybe if Peyton Manning wasn't like 87 years old and throwing ducks out on the field, like maybe when he was, you know, doing a little better on the field, I would have waited 10 hours in line
to see him.
Just to high five his right hand.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'd never wash that hand again.
Mm. My life sort of revolves around like these music artists, and so it only made sense. But yeah, I do not recommend crawling on a ground in a mosh pit. It's kind of terrible. But
and you'll get cussed out.
Oh gosh. The worst part was like my hands were bleeding. It was rough. But I survived and I'm here now to tell the story and it's kind of funny now.
So what did I do 2 weeks ago? I guess I probably got Kaufman.
Good old K-Man.
Good old K-Man. Oh, they never have my favorite ice cream there anymore. Like the Pirate's Booty?
Pirate's Booty.
Oh, you gotta eat the booty.
You gotta eat the booty.
Pirates, that's so good.
It is really delicious. And they had it like that 1 week, and then they never brought it back.
And then they never brought it. They probably heard me talking so highly about it. They're like, ah, that Anthony Kidlow's Pirate's Booty. We don't want him back here again. So they send him over to the cage.
They just stopped. No, yeah, they're very, very hit or miss with them. You know, like, they tease you with your favorite meal, and then they take it away.
Forever. It never comes back.
And you're just like, definitely, what the heck,
definitely not any smiles there.
No only smiles.
Lots of tears, actually.
Yeah, a lot of tears.
Enough tears that you could swim around in Kaufman.
Fill Kaufman with your tears.
That's
and
right.
Swim around and drown.
Yeah. Actually, we probably shouldn't fill it with tears. Maybe
Jell-O.
Yeah. Maybe Jell-O.
Filling K-Man with Jell-O. What are we talking? We got really off topic there.
Yeah, we got from... Talking, we were supposed like we have this little list.
We
that
have
we're supposed
a list. We
to,
are just,
and now we're talking about swimming around Kaufman and Jell-O.
Yeah, this is the life of a college student who is in their
yeah, this
seventh
is
week
exactly,
of a ten,
yeah,
10 week term.
This is exactly me when I'm trying to sit down and do homework. I can't focus. I mean,
we're both really bad at that. So you put us together in this podcast, and it's sort of just
not funny.
No, we're not funny. I'm surprised I would be surprised if anyone's still listening to us right now, Anthony.
I would be too. You know, after that first episode.
Yeah, that was really terrible.
You know, like it got listens, but like people were coming up to us and like saying like, "Man, you guys aren't funny. You guys suck."
My mom texted me and she's like, "That was the worst 15 minutes of my life." Thanks, Mom.
My mom didn't even listen to it. My dad did though. And you know what he said? He said, "Son, I'm disowning you." <I'm> just...
That's how bad it was.
No, he said the podcast was, quote, funny as H-word.
H-E-double hockey stick.
That's right.
We're not sure if we can say that on here or not.
Yeah,
so
that's
we
right.
will just censor ourselves until further notice.
Yep, because rules is the rules. No bad words here. This is a friendly environment. All right. Okay, so we got through some of this stuff.
Yeah, we're making our way through our list here.
All right, definitely. All right, so there's something else I want, because I am about to unleash my inner nerd right
Let's
now.
Nerd it up.
Because I am, in fact, the second biggest dweeb I know, next to my best pal, Zach, who is currently attending college at Oakland City University in Indiana.
Oakland City represented, trust me, as a family.
He's a Hoosier. You know, apparently people from Indiana proudly call themselves Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Who's your daddy?
The spelling of that word is H-O-O-S-I-E-R. And the definition that someone told me the definition, I can't say it on the podcast, because it's very vulgar definition.
Just go to like Urban Dictionary and type in Hoosier.
Yeah.
And then you'll get your answer.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
But anyway, the inner nerd is coming out. And I'm sure my older brother agrees with this because he got this. A new Zelda game came out. And honestly, I looked at it. It looks very disappointing.
Ooh.
It looks, I don't know. Like, it's like kind of the over-the-top view, like how like older Zelda games on the old Nintendo systems were. Where the view's from the top. And it's
okay.
On the 3DS. It's co-op stuff. And it just doesn't. I'm not feeling it, you know, I'm not feeling it. It doesn't tickle my senses.
No tickling.
Yeah. I mean, my older brother got it. He said he's into it, and I'm like,
not for you.
I mean, to be honest, like, I probably couldn't even afford it. I'd have to, like, I'd have to sell my shoes and socks. It'd be like the SpongeBob episode when he's trying to get Lay Spatula.
Oh, yeah. That was a great episode. Honestly, you know all what? Of SpongeBob's just fantastic.
Now I got to ask you one question that will define who you are as a person. Are you ready?
I think so.
How many didn't? Ah! No, I'm just okay. All right, okay. I know most of the people that are listening to this not very funny podcast aren't going to get that. So our friend Robert, we were at this Cardinal camp, the media and communications camp, led by no other than Kay O'Donnell.
Shout out
North Central College.
What up?
Yas
Kay.
Yas Kay. And for the record, Kay doesn't... I wonder if she'll be okay with the shout-out, because she doesn't like when people take pictures of her.
I know, but, you know, Kay, I have to tell you something. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful.
And you're our best friend!
And by not allowing the world to take your photo is doing the world a disservice.
Yes. So, you know what? Next time I have to do some video project for the Chronicle, it's just going to be a video collage of Kay.
Because Kay...
And you know what we'll call it? We won't call it 50 Shades of Kay.
I didn't think you were going to do it! No!
I had the motivation. Before I came down... Tommy, before I came down to your room, I was thinking, I was like, should I say 50 Shades of Kay on the podcast? And then, all of a sudden, somehow, like, I ended up watching Shia LaBeouf's Just Do It video. So I just did it. And Shia LaBeouf is proud. And apparently, I was informed that he got arrested for shouting that out in public. Running around, just do it. Apparently, he was intoxicated, oh my gosh, too. So I guess, apparently, I think Kat told me that he got arrested for doing that.
I think she did. I think I remember hearing about that.
That's kind of disappointing. I mean, he's my hero for that video. That's my inspiration. I mean, that's literally, like, what I do, like... All right, I need some motivation to do my homework. I'm going to pull Shia LaBeouf's video. And I'm watching him just scream, just do it. And the tears are, like, streaming down my face. And I'm, like, doing jumping jacks and push-ups. And I go run a mile, and I realize that I didn't even do my homework.
So you did it, just not the right...
Yeah, I did something. Just not what I was trying to motivate myself to do.
Okay.
Oh, man. Anyway, oh, you know what? Speaking of musicians, all right, you know who Childish Gambino is, right?
Of course,
Donald Glover. And he actually, apparently he got that name from the Wu-Tang name generator.
I did hear about this, actually.
That's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah,
He came up with something like Childish Gambino. Like, I'm sure if I did that, I put in Anthony LaPerry, I would probably get, like, Dirty Gym Socks as my name.
You know what? Actually, as soon as we're done with this, we should... go onto a Wu-Tang name generator and tweet our names out.
Oh, we should.
That's what we'll do. So make sure you're keeping up on our Twitter account, because we will tweet
please.
Our Wu-Tang names.
We have like 10. My personal account has more followers than our Chatterbox account.
Yeah, remember, it's at ChatterboxNCC on Twitter. I think we have like 10 followers.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them are members of The Chronicle and are my mom and dad, at least. I don't know about your parents.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, my dad's very active on Twitter. A lot more. Oh, and if you want to follow one of the most boring Twitter accounts of all time, follow at NoFreeNapkins24 if you're interested in seeing awesome one-handed catches that goes on during the NFL season or the Cincinnati Bengals' final scores. I mean, of course, right now they're undefeated, so.
And if you want to follow one of the most exciting Twitter accounts out there, it's at TriceraTommy. And both of these are actually in our Twitter bio, so feel free to, you know, head over there.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, if you're thinking, oh, man, I don't remember what Anthony and Tommy said their personal Twitter accounts was, well, boom, there you go. Just search at ChatterboxNCC. Squad!
And you'll find ours. And then you'll be able to follow us and make us really happy, and we may or may not follow back.
Yeah.
Depending on what your account looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... And there's certain restrictions. I have to restrict myself on whether I can follow people back or not. I mean, all right, if your Twitter account's set to private, I'm not going to follow you.
It's just a hassle. We don't get a preview.
Exactly. Like, we just want to view your tweets, you know. I'm just going to look, you know. Because honestly, it's too much effort to go and check your account every day anyway.
True.
You know, so I might as well follow you. But if you're going to have it on private, it's not worth it, you know.
True.
It makes me think there's some freaky stuff going on your account. Stuff that I don't want to find out.
You have
out
a
about.
Secret, like you're hiding something. Like you don't want your parents to see your Twitter account.
I mean,
what
honestly,
are you tweeting about?
Honestly, we're all hiding something. Yeah. You know? Just not our tweets.
Not our tweets. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Don't do it, all right?
Speaking of Twitter though, If you have anything that you want us to talk about, comment on, definitely. Whether it be something in pop culture, politics. I'm not a very political person, but you know, we'll try.
Or sports, even life advice.
Life advice. We will give you life advice.
We will give you the best life advice. You can ask anyone. Anyone.
They may or may not
vouch for us on giving good life advice.
We are genius, like, masterminds in our own. And so when you bring us together, it's just like this collision of
thoughts. This collision of procrastination and life advice.
And we will help you.
And so, Shia LaBeouf.
If
you're needing motivation, we might even just tweet that video at you.
You know what? We might tweet that after we get done with this, actually. So.
Yeah, we might. That's what we're going to do. We're going to tweet that video
a lot
after this podcast.
Make sure you follow us, because our Twitter is going to be almost as good as my personal Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot, or I hope it's going to be a lot better than my personal Twitter.
Let's see. Well.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Childish Gambino. Donald Glover.
Let's get back to this. Off topic.
He's going to be starring and producing his own show on FX. You know, the same as American Horror Story and Scream Queens.
Yeah,
which I still need to catch up on American Horror Story. I've been procrastinating.
Tonight's the fourth episode. I'm planning on watching. Anthony hasn't even started the
series. I know. I'm gonna have to sit outside in the hall and think about what I've done.
Yep.
It'll be just
take
like
a really long cold shower.
Oh yeah, really long cold shower. Oh, that's torture.
Yep. That's what you punishment. Deserve though for missing 4 weeks of American Horror Story. Really.
If I don't have to go through that shower alone, it won't be so bad.
I do not volunteer tribute. However, I'm sure you could find somebody.
Yeah.
Someone's down.
I mean, I don't honestly like. If someone says yes, I'll probably just freak out and run away.
So maybe we should give him a little backstory to this.
Yeah, we should.
The first day I met Anthony.
Second day of the Cardinal camp.
He starts making this joke that became a sort of inside joke. And he would say, like, I'm going to shower. Who wants to join?
Yeah.
And the first time he said it, we were all very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me set the stage for that one. This is what was happening. All right, so the Cardinal Camp was the media and communications camp, once again. K. O'Donnell!
Kay!
Kay, do you have a brother named L? Or is, like, do you have, like, a sibling or related to anyone named Larry? And do you guys call him L?
What?
See, we provide life advice and terrible puns. But anyway, this is what happened. So we got that. It was a long day of walking around the city of Chicago.
Chicago.
You know, people were yelling at us to get your hot dogs, and people were handing out their mixtapes, and I was like, sure, I'll take one. He's like, oh, you got to donate, and I was like, I'm broke. Take it back. I was like, you're not J. Cole. I don't need you.
I'm not paying for your music.
Yeah, for real. But anyway, so we were walking back into the hostel, which is different from a hotel, all right?
But it was a very nice hostel.
Try me. It was very nice.
It was a very nice hostel.
And there was pool tables and a ping pong table.
It was a good
table.
Time. We met people from all around the world.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
And North Central.
It was a good time.
Yeah, we did. There was a British guy named Hamish. He was very polite.
He was very polite.
He's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
Very nice, guy. But anyway, so, you know, it was long. We get back from Navy Pier or something. Oh. And so everyone's like, oh, I'm going to relax, or I'm going to go play some pool, or I'm just going to chill. I was like, anyone want to shower with me?
And we all just look at him. And we're confused. We don't know if he's serious, what he's saying. And so we're like, what?
That's like the best icebreaker.
It really was, though.
If you really, like, you know, like, there's two, like, oh gosh, you know, that's, I can only imagine what you guys are thinking, like, God, this kid, this is like the second day we've met this guy, and he's asking us to shower
podcast.
With him. So, like, you gotta take me out to dinner first. Like, whoa, chill, man. I wasn't being serious. I didn't really want to shower with anyone.
As we get to know Anthony more, and as he's continuously making this joke, we realize it is a joke. And it's really funny.
And that I'm just weird.
And then he's just a weird guy.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I'm just a weird kind of guy.
We start asking Anthony, hey, Anthony, if someone ever says yes to you to take a shower with you, what are you gonna do?
And I sat there, to be fair, I contemplated this for a while.
A long while.
And I thought about, you know, pretty much the same answer the whole way through. No! Absolutely not! Alright, so if I ever ask you to shower with you, I'm kidding, alright? It's a joke.
It's how he shows that he, like, wants to be your friend.
Yeah,
he doesn't
exactly.
want to
like,
share with you.
Like, it's a figurative statement, you know? Like, you know, again, communications majors, closely tied to English major. Yes, you know, I'm going to have a, I have a creative writing minor.
Yeah.
So, or I will soon enough when I actually turn that slip into Old Main.
I know, I just declared my majors the other day. Oops. Congrats. Right.
So I guess people can't, there's no video, so if anyone's wondering what that sound was, we were giving Tommy a round of applause.
We were clapping.
Yeah, we
for
were.
For myself.
For Tommy.
Yay.
Squad.
Squad, college.
Anyway, it's figurative, you know? It's a figure of speech, you know? Like, hey, do you want to shower with me? It's like, hey, do you want to be my friend?
It's, do you want to shower in the shower of friendship?
Yeah, that's exactly. What it is. Do you want to shower in the glory that is friendship?
Yeah. That should be a SpongeBob episode. We should write for SpongeBob, really.
Okay, and that was, oh, yeah. Okay, God, before we get off topic again, Donald Glover, new show on FX. It's supposed to be called Atlanta. And, you know, his rap name, Childish Gambino, apparently, like, he's gonna star in it and, produce. And apparently, like, he's, like, some college dropout, and he's trying to make it in the Atlanta rap scene, hence the name of the show is Atlanta. And he's actually from Georgia.
And he's a rapper in real life.
And he's a rapper, yeah.
So,
yeah, he does it all. He does it all. He wrote for 30 Rock.
Oh, wow, I love this show. He raps,
acts.
He acts, apparently. Yeah. I did not know that until right now. So
my
that's
gosh.
Exciting.
Not, I don't have a daughter, but if I did, I don't know if I'd have him marry my daughter because of the drastic age difference there would be there. Like, he's older than I am.
Maybe an older sister.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you'd
be
like, sure, go ahead.
Yeah,
here's
definitely.
My sister. Get married.
Mm-hmm. Well, my sister's only 14, so she's not even allowed to have a boyfriend yet.
Yeah, I would not allow that.
Yeah, Emily, if you're listening, you better get that boy out of your room and send him back on his way.
We're on the way to your house, and we're going to make sure that boy gets in.
Emily, this is your big brother speaking. No boys in the room. I'm going to tell Mom. All right. So
okay.
Aside from that, the actual question that I was going to ask you, it wasn't how many didn't, which we, I don't think, did we provide backstory on how many didn't?
We didn't. Maybe we can cover that next time.
All right. Well, we'll cover
running,
it. We'll cover
short
it.
On time.
All right, we are. Okay, so I'll get to the actual question. What is your favorite SpongeBob episode?
Oh, wow. Okay, I think I have two that, like, whenever you say SpongeBob, maybe three, that just pop into my mind. And one of them is when Sandy goes into hibernation.
Oh, yeah.
And that one just cracks me up.
I'm Dirty Dan.
It's so good because they wake her up and then she's just all crazy. Like, she's like a bear, not a squirrel anymore.
And then she just beats them up and finds out they stole her fur.
Yeah, it was very fantastic. And then the other one, I vaguely remember. I have not seen it in a long time, but I remember SpongeBob building, maybe a Squidward. Someone built a rocket ship.
Oh, that was Sandy's rocket ship.
And then SpongeBob and Squidward, maybe.
And they were hunting aliens?
Yes.
Yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick took it.
SpongeBob and Patrick. See, it's been a long time. That one is fantastic, mostly because I really like space. But also, it was just a good time.
That was funny, because they flew over the moon and landed in Bikini Bottom.
That's what happened. Right. And
what
then
about,
they thought they were fighting aliens, but they were really in Bikini Bottom, right?
What about Krusty Krab? The Krusty Krab pizza.
Whenever they have to deliver
is
the pizza.
The pizza for you and me. That was alright, that little like part where he's like going all hardcore singing, that is like when I was like a 9-year-old kid, that was the funniest thing of my life. And you know what, actually back in February, I took my little brother to see the SpongeBob movie.
Yes.
The one that came out, Sponge Out of Water.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And it
one.
Was hilarious.
It was a lot going on.
I have it on Blu-ray and DVD, actually.
That's how much you liked it.
SpongeBob and Chew.
SpongeBob and Chill. That's how Anthony's gonna get his next girlfriend.
Yeah.
SpongeBob and Chill.
New domestic partner.
Maybe we'll make an application, put that up on Twitter too. If you want to date Anthony LaPerry, tweet us. And we'll set that up for you. Maybe a nice dinner at, like, I don't know, Luminati's.
Luminati's? Oh, she's getting the check.
You can just dip out. I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. Oh, gosh.
So if that's what you're
into,
tweet us.
That's the thing, though. I would get stuck in that situation, and then I would be the dippy that leaves his wallet at the table. And she'd be like,
"You would do that."
And then she'd be like, "Nice try, Anthony, but this is your wallet right here." And then she'd find out, "Bah, my debit card's not in there because it's in my pocket."
Oh, but then she'd be like the type who's like texting you, And if you left your whole entire wallet, though, you can't not text her back like you usually do. You'd have to text her.
She'd be like, I have your driver's license, get out here. And I'd be like, psych, I already escaped through the bathroom window.
Well, what a mess this one was, right?
Yeah,
what it was a good mess.
It was
a good mess.
But at the end of the day, we're still not funny.
We're not funny.
We're not funny at all.
So, like, I doubt anyone will listen to this one. Who knows if there'll be an episode 3.
They better listen to us.
They better, because we're having
a good time. Because we have to have an episode 3. If we don't have an episode 3, what are we going to do? Instead, like, because we're not going to do our homework. That's just how it is.
That's not going to happen already.
We're not going to do what we're supposed to do. We're just going to, what are we going to do? Sit there and cry and watch Shia LaBeouf videos?
I suppose. I mean, we really would have nothing to do. So, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, for our sake, keep this podcast going by listening and following us on Twitter at ChatterboxNCC.
That's right. And just remember, you can save a little sad college student's podcast by donating one listen a day. Or I guess not a day, but one listen per podcast.
One listen per podcast. Share us on Facebook. Share us on Twitter. Show us to your grandmother.
Share us on MySpace if you have MySpace.
If you still use MySpace, even though nobody does.
So. Yeah, we don't. We don't have a MySpace.
I never had MySpace.
Retweet us. Tweet at us.
Talk about us.
We would love to respond to your tweets.
We would love it. We want to interact with people. We want to make this
exactly. We want to give back to the community.
Give back to the campus.
By tweeting, I guess.
Yeah, especially if you guys are on campus. Like, if you guys are students, or if you guys are faculty.
And for some reason you know who we are, say hi to us.
Say hi.
We'll say hi back.
Hey.
And I will awkwardly look at the ground and continue walking to class.
But more importantly, tell all your friends and your peers, and like, you talk about us in class, and get this podcast spread like a wildfire, but less harmful.
Yeah, don't spread wildfire. Only you can prevent wildfires. Smokey the Bear taught me that. The wise words of Smokey the Bear. All right, I guess that's it.
This episode's done.
That's it for today.
So we will not see you guys, and you guys won't see us.
You guys will hear us. We will be the voices in your heads.
We hope you listen to us in your dreams.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.